you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. But isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, under whatever circumstances, whatever part of the fucking universe you're at. When you're listening to us, we appreciate the hell out of the brain time. Fire up your favorite curse words and cuss along for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I think most people curse and cuss. I think that's
normal. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah. But I mean, I think people do it mainstream now.
I think
people say fuck everywhere.
You think it's coarsening?
Yeah.
Is that just here?
I think when people say here,
like if we head to Mobile,
we cuss, they're like, yeah.
If we head to Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yes.
Might we offend some?
No.
Some ears?
No, I think, I don't know.
You think that's over with?
I just hear the fuck. I hear fuck a lot.
Trump anyway. Said grab him by the pussy.
Oh, he did.
They seem okay with that. That's not what I wanted to hit, but.
Oh, yeah.
I hit the wrong button.
Listen, I love applause. I'll take that anytime. Who gives a fuck?
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Like I said, tweet us during the show if you like. If you're listening live at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Tweet us 24-7, actually. We love to be twiddled. And you can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, a warm and awesome community of intelligent and pissed off liberals. You can join in, hop in the stream over there, wade
ooh,
in.
Yes.
And occasionally you can play Whack-A-Troll.
I love that game.
Crab diving.
Whip it out.
That's at facebook.com/crabdiving. And then listen to everything we got here on the network. All kinds of shows, all kinds of awesome entertainment for your ear holes. We got K-Voice.
Yes, and we have a new Daily Upper Decker tonight at 8
brand
p.m.
new spanking.
Baseball preview.
Awesome. Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
That's the only preview I care about.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Blue Wahoos, apparently.
What? I don't think anybody heard that.
I said, and the Blue Wahoos, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Wahoos.
That's the
Pensacola minor league team.
Double A, right?
Yeah, for the Reds.
Awesome. I've been to a whole bunch of stadiums, and a lot of them are great. Cubs, Wrigley Field's amazing, town and stuff like that. But by far the best baseball stadium setting, holy shit, it's right on the Gulf.
Oh, I know. It's like it's like whatever big evil corporation owns the Giant Stadium in San Francisco.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I've never been to that one, though.
Oh, I never have either, but I've seen pictures of it on television.
On tele. waiting for the vote. We talked about this yesterday as a quick crab diving follow-up or continuing coverage.
Oh, shit.
Of the election in the Netherlands, don't you know? I don't know that they talk like that. That's Swedish.
Isn't that North Dakota?
Yeah. Over in the Netherlands, you know that, Vert Mulzerger was running.
Nine!
The crazy, they call him the Trump of the Netherlands.
Oh, that's bad.
People were getting a little worried because He was climbing up in the polls. This this white nationalist, we hate immigrants, kind of heinous, racist white guy bullshit.
So much has been popping up a lot.
Yeah. And helped by the Russians. I mean, there's no doubt. There's utterly no doubt, because that's Uncle Nipples' milieu.
But his milieu, doesn't he want the rest of the world to be in chaos, unstable? I mean, at least NATO countries.
Yeah, oh yeah, the whole and all liberal democracies.
Yeah,
you don't want to let those dumb people vote.
Who's aside from us? Who's one of Russia's allies?
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, who do they like?
Iran.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, they like Iran.
Aren't they buds with Iran?
I can't think of anybody else.
You know, there's probably a couple others. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. There's probably a few.
Yeah, yeah. Ukraine.
No.
The opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
They had baited him. I don't know. Fucking around. I don't know.
Crimea, I guess, maybe.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Crimea was... No, I don't want to restart my computer.
Oh, shit.
Postpone. The Netherlands election was Geert Wilders, or probably Wilders with a Geert, G-E-E-R-T.
Yeah,
he's the guy who's as crazy and hates Islam. You know,
right, perfect, big xenophobe.
Trump, but more frightening, I think, because he's smarter. That's the big scare here, right? What the people were saying for a while was, okay, Trump rises up, we get rid of him. The scarier part will be somebody who says everything Trump says, but is a lot smarter than him.
Oh, yeah, that's terrifying.
That's the creepy.
You know who that reminds me of?
Oops.
Who is that?
Nobody heard.
Oh, nobody heard. Oh, I didn't know. Ivanka.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people think that she's moderate, and then she's less of a hardliner than her father. And to that, I would say, citations, motherfucker. How's she different?
Right,
she's just more attractive.
Because one time she said, I think women should be helped with daycare. But if you look at the program she was talking about, it's like rich white women are. I mean, they ain't talking about low income people.
Yeah, and
help
Trump,
them with daycare.
And Trump has said some moderate things in the past. But he has a Muslim ban. So I think it's Ivanka is the scary one to me. And she's evil as fuck.
I don't think it's going well for Geert in the last exit polling I saw on the BBC.
Oh yes.
It did not look, fortunately, for the Netherlands and, you know, for the soul of the planet, for another right wing nutball to get elected. And hopefully the last one that didn't make it was that guy in Belgium.
Yes.
Got his arse handed to him a little bit. And
oh, good.
Which is a great sign. And it might be happening again.
He should come in
the Netherlands.
That dude in Belgium should run for office over here. I'm sure he'll find a job. He'll find somebody that can elect him.
Look at Nigel Farage.
Oh, a big star, right?
Swinging off Trump nipple hairs.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like a vine. here's a little bit of Geert Wilders.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't...
What does this creep
have to say?
He doesn't
like being compared to Donald Trump, apparently.
No, oh, come on.
Even he doesn't want to be compared to Trump.
Trump, I am Geert Wilders from the Netherlands, and I believe that what has happened...
Oh, it's Geert. Geert Wilders. Geert Wilders.
Jesus Christ.
I can hear the Geert.
Sounds like that guy on the Muppets.
No offense. It's great, great accent.
Happening in America can happen all over the world. Whatever the outcome, the genie will not go back into the bottle, and this patriotic revolution, whether today or tomorrow, will take place anyway.
No, it's that same bullshit. Patriotic
right.
revolution.
I mean, is he right?
I don't know. I mean, it's you know, they definitely had a resurgence.
I mean, we're sitting here over here thinking, oh, God, I hope we can prevent that. But I don't know that we can. I think it's happened or it's happening.
Yeah. Well, Trump got elected.
Right.
What's all that?
I mean, he hasn't made any legislative changes, you know, through Congress or the government, but he's done it through orders. I mean, he's added a revolution through executive orders, right?
Right. And now it looks like this is the big, maybe the first little cock-slapping fight that he's going to have with the white nationalists in Congress. Right. Oh, I mean the Republicans in Congress.
You mean Congress.
And over this Obamacare replacement thing, the one that Paul Ryan foisted up has gotten ridiculed. The CBO poo-pooed it.
Right.
Even though the House Republicans are all still saying, oh, it's great. This is the only way we're going to be able to do it. And Paul Ryan, you know, this is the only way we're going to be able to get close to replacing.
But Paul Ryan knows that it's not going to work, but yet he's still going to push forward with it. But and doesn't he see that?
He's going to be losing ground because now the Breitbarts are versus him.
Oh, yes.
As they always have been.
And the White House.
And I saw something this morning that said one report from a leak from the White House said that Trump is pissed off about the whole thing. And people calling it Trump care, it's making him look bad. And that he's blaming Ryan Spreebus for not handling Paul Ryan, his buddy, better.
I mean, if you think about it, I would blame, if I was Trump, I would blame Reince too. What else do you have Reince there if only to, you know, wrangle his fellow quote unquote moderate Republicans, which I don't think Paul Ryan is that.
No.
But he is these days. I mean, he is these days. He's not in the Freedom Caucus, right?
Well, yeah, he's not your realtors.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a nut.
Yeah, he's a fucking nut. I mean, I hope this Trump care is the end of that fuckhead. You know, because the Schittler's
which fuckhead?
Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the end. Or he's going to have him impeached, right? I mean, if I was Paul Ryan and I'm looking down,
that's the thing, right?
And I'm looking down the road and I'm like, you're going to fuck me on this Trump care shit that I went and fought for you for this shitty plan? I am going to fuck you in the ass, buddy. I'm going to impeach you.
And that's where the big battle comes, because who are going to be the Trump pansies in Congress? The ones that are battling him now are battling this healthcare plan, which Trump apparently wants to pass, are the Freedom Caucus loons, the biggest Trump drummers out there.
But they want to pass it, but
No, they don't want to pass this.
Yeah.
Because it's Obamacare light. It still has black fingerprints on
it. It's not good enough. Trump care isn't good enough.
Not enough people are going to die. God
damn
it.
They want it to be worse.
Right.
Oh, God. Heinous. It really is. We have a government that doesn't govern. I mean, they get elected from doing things they can't pass. You know, I tried my best, constituents, but the evil black people or the evil libs didn't let me do it.
Well, and all they did was many of them run on, we're gonna repeal Obamacare. We're gonna get rid of that Obamacare. And none of their moron constituents ever put the comma there and said, and then what? And right. Then what?
And then what, racist? We understand what you hate. We understand you hate women and black people and Muslims. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna rule a government, fuckfaces?
So, we'll keep an eye on that Netherlands election.
Oh, yeah.
With, Hulus.
By the way, Celeste is telling us on Twitter that Syria is also an ally of Russia.
That's right. I forgot that one. Yeah.
Syria. Assad. How could we forget Syria?
With Assad.
Oh, yes.
His bud. Maybe they shared, chemical weapons recipes.
Do you think they all hang out, all these evil ass motherfuckers? Don't they know each other from like finishing school and things like that?
Yeah, Fox News. They all get together
in the green room and hang out. Uh-huh.
And then I saw a story today that is batshit. Newsmax. We make fun of Newsmax the time. It's right up there with InfoWars and
are they fake news?
Yeah, it's all right wing bullshit. And the CEO, I guess, over there at Newsmax, named Christopher Ruddy, R-U-D-D-Y, is, I don't know if anyone can really use this term, friend of Donald Trump. I don't know if that guy has friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Who hangs out with him?
I just don't see Donya. Come on over, we'll have a few drinks.
Yeah, he probably doesn't drink. The game?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Does he go to the movies with anybody?
I don't think...
in his own private screening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, this buddy of his, Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy, is urging his bud,
yes,
Orrin Shitler, to take a giant dump on Paul Ryan's bill for the Affordable Health Care Act.
Get out the saran wrap.
And what he's proposing is kind of single payer.
Okay, let's do it.
He's a longtime friend of Trump's. Says it counts as one of the relatively small number of conservative players who have closer ties to Trump than to congressional Republican leaders. So okay. This guy is more of a Trump friend than a Paul Ryan or any of those, Mitch the Bitch McConnell or any of those toads.
Would Hillary Clinton be pushing for a single payer right now if she were president?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, I think she would definitely be trying to battle the Republicans to fix Obamacare.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what we need to do to fix it. Mm. And they would say no.
Right.
Of course.
Because they don't do anything.
Well, that would help the people. And make something that has Obama's name on it look good.
Ooh.
Which they can't have any of that.
I mean, God, I was just thinking about this. We were thinking, have we had a coup in this country yet? Well, the fucking GOP didn't let Obama appoint his Supreme Court justice. Yeah. How is that not like coup-like?
Stole it.
That is fucking our government up.
So this Ruddy guy says that he's warning Don that he's going to end up inheriting the bad political baggage, quote, of both Obamacare and the House Republicans. Remember, House Republicans have an approval rating about that of the hemorrhoids.
Oh, yes. Pediatric cancer.
So he's telling Trump that he should attempt to live up to his campaign promises rather than signing this bill that is the opposite of all the campaign promises.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch Medicaid. I'm not going to touch Social Security. I'm not going to touch Medicare.
If he did this one thing, if Trump did single payer, would his face be on Mount Rushmore? With that racist, bigoted homophobe.
He's got a lot of way to go, yeah.
But single payer.
So he's encouraging Trump to court the lunatics.
Yes.
The Freedom Caucus. And come up with a plan. Have them work with the Democrats.
That's blowing my mind.
He published an op-ed at his own newsgreed over at Newsmax. He said Trump should be sticking to his own gut on health care reform.
Right.
Which helped him win Democratic states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
So he's saying if Trump reached out to the Freedom Caucus and say, hey, if you tell all your poor constituents that single payer is the way to go.
Well, he says, look, you're right. Obamacare isn't working. Let's get rid of it. But here's how we save money. Here's how we actually do save money.
Right.
Single payer works out to be cheaper.
Shit.
So he says he's got a 7-point plan for Trump. Ditch the Freedom Caucus and the handful of Senate Republicans who want a complete repeal.
Okay. Fuck you guys. You're insane.
They don't agree with universal coverage and they'll never be placated.
Right. They just want to be angry and mad and scream on C-SPAN at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Find a few parts of Ryan Care.
Yes.
That can win passage in the House and Senate with either GOP or bipartisan support and declare a victory.
Oh, I love that.
Then rekindle the bipartisanship in Congress that Obama. Well, this guy's. Remember where this guy's coming from. He's a right-wing nutjob. But he says rekindle the bipartisanship in Congress that President Obama destroyed. Do you remember all that bipartisanship when Bush was president?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. And the bipartisanship that Obama destroyed with his skin color? Is that what they mean?
Well, because Obama refused to work with the Republicans.
Oh, okay.
Because he was uppity.
Like Louis Gohmert and Paul Ryan and Steve King, those loons.
How can you work with people who every time they send you a military budget bill or
they want to repeal Obamacare.
Attached to it is repeal Obamacare.
You want to repeal something that has my fucking name on it. That's nuts. Why would he do that?
And that's when they say that bullshit. If we sent 300 bills up to the Senate, and they wouldn't even consider them. Well, right, because in every single one of those bills, for everything, you dropped a little poison turd that said, and, by the way, comma, repeal Obamacare.
Yeah, fuck you. You're a child.
It says, reject the phony private health insurance market as the panacea. Look to an upgraded Medicaid system.
Oh, shit.
To become the country's blanket insurer for the uninsured. So he's saying Medicaid for everybody if you don't have insurance.
What kind of GOP motherfucker is this?
Tie Medicaid funding to states.
Ooh.
Well, that's a little different. With the requirement that each pass legislation to allow for a truly nationwide healthcare market. Well, wait a minute. You're bitching about federal government. And you're saying, well, tie the funding to the states, but then hold a gun to their heads as the federal government and make them pass it.
That's called
the federal law.
Can they do that, though?
And then why don't we just... What that means is you're going to Medicaid funding to the states. That means people are fucked in Alabama. People are fucked in Mississippi.
Well, maybe that would mean that the states would approve the funding and there would be no black fingers on that anymore, right?
I mean,
it wouldn't come from the government. It wouldn't come from Obamacare.
I think that's what he's saying with number two, which is find a couple of parts of Ryan Care and little tweaks that'll pass and then declare victory. And that'll be the money laundering or the black fingerprint laundering.
Well, like or KY Connect, right? Kentucky Connect.
Yeah, it worked great.
Just call it whatever state it's in. What do we care what it's called?
Right. Call it Trump Care. Ugh. That was a little painful. But yeah, call it Trump Care.
I mean, if we're worried about him being hated anyway, I think we're okay. I guess. God, if he did that, people would love him. Which is fucked up.
I would congratulate him. Number six, get Democrats to agree to modest tort reform to help lower medical costs.
Fuck that. What?
Well, define tort reform.
Right,
I mean,
yeah. You want to protect doctors?
Well, right. It depends on like tort reform. I agree that malpractice insurance is utterly ridiculous, and it's only gotten worse. I remember family friends that I hung out with 20 years ago. He was a surgeon. And I remember him, a significant portion of his income just went to fucking malpractice insurance.
Right.
It's obscene. These insurance companies, who thought of that evil fucking capitalist? Of course, capitalist.
If you do need to sue a doctor, you can't. Those evil motherfuckers, they got more money than you are anyway.
What a horrible system.
Yeah, you're not going to... See, nobody can sue for that malpractice money that the fucking insurance company is selling or whatever.
Well, because the insurance company sends their lawyers.
Right.
It's not even the doctor's lawyers. It's the evil insurance companies.
They're the reason you're suing them in the first place.
Right.
Because they fucked up.
They probably want... Knowing the Republican, this guy, he wants to make it harder for people to sue doctors.
Of course.
He doesn't want to make it harder for the insurance companies to gouge medical practitioners.
Yeah, I want to make it easier for patients to sue doctors. That would be a good thing.
Oh, that's a bad thing. But Trump wants to make it easier for people to sue other people who say bad stuff about
him. Oh, that's right.
Right?
Whistleblowers.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
And then they say get Democrats and Republicans to back long-term. Oh, it's not. He calls it a long-term fix of health savings accounts.
That's stupid.
Allows individuals to fund their own health care and even profit from it. Yeah, that's great.
Bullshit.
However,
profit from it. You're going to make interest off your savings account. Is that what they're saying?
Probably. And then the Republicans will probably try to find a way to gamble it.
That's stupid, though. Who has extra money to throw in a savings
account for
being sick? Oh, and on top of that, you're going to make interest off of it. Oh,
yeah.
Suck my cock. That's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard. Healthcare, it should be fucking healthcare. It's not an investment. It's not money. It's not. I want to go to the doctor. And that should be easy. It doesn't need to be a thing where, I'm making money off my healthcare savings account fund. Stupid.
fiscal conservatives. There was one GOP twant on the telly, and he was saying, well, right now we have access. Everybody has access. You can go to any emergency room and you're going to get treatment.
No, sure. Oh, that's right. I can. I can walk in and get treatment.
You made us pass that law years ago that people can't kick people off of the hospital grounds if they don't have an insurance card. We wanted that one, but you guys wouldn't let us.
You know what I've always wondered, and you know, if you MacArthur Park is kind of near where the Crabs broadcast from, in Los Angeles, that area is sort of infamous for like getting fake IDs and fake papers and fake birth certificates and things like that. Instead of like a healthcare savings account, why don't I take my cash down there and just get a fake ID and just keep it in my wallet for when I need to go to the fucking doctor? So when they send me a fucking bill, I can't fucking get it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? That to me is a more reasonable solution than this Trump care bullshit. I mean, that's even easier.
So that's kind of, we're saying that, it says the standard progressive prescription, is a Medicare like program that covers everybody. That's what Harry Truman proposed. It.
How progressive. I mean, that's like, but really, if you did walk into an emergency room, you didn't have insurance and you had a fake driver's license that you bought down at fucking MacArthur Park.
Right.
Nobody in that intake, the admitting places, they're not going to know. Well, you're not going to be able to figure it out.
Just use that identity to get Medicaid. Say you have income, and then you'll have your health care covered.
By the way,
tune
into the Crabs Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Learn something. How do you like that?
Help us get insurance. Buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
Of course, special interest groups, rich fucks, let's call them.
Okay.
Decided, whittled down what Harry Truman wanted, finally making Medicare for seniors only.
Right.
Which people love and works. It's got issues.
Yes.
But for the most part, it works. Medicaid offers stingier reimbursement rates to healthcare providers, which makes it less costly for the government, but it also makes Medicaid patients less desirable to doctors, many of whom don't accept Medicaid because they're not going to be reimbursed for the same amount that a private insurer will.
So why can't you just make them do it?
And that's where the Republicans are right in that they're saying, well, right now, if you have Medicaid, look at all the doctors that won't take Medicaid.
Fix it!
Well, right.
Why don't they fix it then?
Make it for everybody. And then with the government, the big giant schlong of the government negotiating healthcare prices, becoming then hopefully the biggest healthcare provider, insurer.
Yeah.
Then suddenly we'd be able to drive costs down because it's like.
Or we could just get rid of the insurance companies.
Well, that would be my.
Say, hey, baby, party's over. Go home.
I would really like somebody to explain to me what good the insurance company model of healthcare does.
I can think
of one. And for whom?
I can think of one thing. One thing. The people that work there have jobs. That's the only thing I can think about.
Right.
There's a lot of jobs. Insurance industry employs a lot of people. I mean, so if you got rid of that.
And that's what they whine about.
That would be a problem,
when people talk about single payer. But then, didn't Bernie say, well, Medicare for everybody is going to need people to work on it.
Yeah, yeah. Admin,
You become a government worker, and then the Republicans' heads explode.
They don't like that shit.
Yeah. But nobody's profiting off of it.
I don't understand the GOP. They're like, hey, what's this government doing helping people? That's the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard of. That's how they think.
Yeah, they want it gone. Bannon wants all of government gone.
Wasn't that like the prequel to the French Revolution or something like that?
Yeah,
maybe. The government didn't give the people what they wanted, so you know what they did at the end of that musical? They took it.
Yeah, yeah.
They took it.
The Surveys show that people who got Obamacare coverage via Medicaid are happier with their coverage than those who got subsidized private insurance.
Of course, because they didn't have to fucking deal with the insurance companies, right?
Right. I'm reading from Vox.com. One could thus imagine Medicaid for all as a lower cost alternative to Medicare for all. More affluent people would probably find Medicaid coverage to be excessively restrictive for their taste, which would probably mean you have less choice of doctors, maybe, or something like that.
The needle going in your skin to treat whatever ain't going to feel any differently, pussy.
And it says private people could obtain supplemental insurance. They have that in other countries where there's universal health care. You can,
right.
If you want to go to some rich private doctor, you can.
Yes.
You can buy supplemental insurance that'll help with that.
For your boob implants, or your collagen, or your hard-on pills. You know what I mean?
And this sentence says just what I said. A practice that's common in France and some other countries with national health care systems.
Fuck you.
But the private insurance system would exist. Oh, so I guess it would stick around as a layer on top of a basic blanket of security that guarantees health care fundamentals for everyone.
Okay. Shit. But what about choice?
And you could add health savings accounts to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For your supplemental bullshit, right? But what about choice? What about choice? Because Paul Ryan is saying that Obamacare eliminates choice. Yeah.
Like you said, I don't care what hand is as long as they're skillfully replacing my heart or taking the lump out of my brain or whatever they're doing. I don't care what hand is attached to that person or who the person is attached to the hand.
Absolutely.
As long as they know what they're doing.
Just don't fuck me up.
So Trump did talk about everybody being covered.
Oh yeah.
At one point. And there's that one interview he gave where he said, look, all the other Republicans are saying they want to cut Medicaid. They want to cut Medicare. They want to cut Social Security. I will not cut any of those. He said he lied. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And now he's basically pulling apart his saggy butt cheeks allowing Ryan to enter him because Paul Ryan,
not the co-host of the Crab Diving podcast. Yeah, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on crabdiving.com live.
Paul Ryan, it's not going to happen, but if Paul Ryan got his way with this horrible crap sandwich that he's served up, then it would be the polar opposite of many of the promises that Schittler made during the fucking campaign.
What? Let's think about Paul Ryan for a second. What's been his victories legislatively? Nothing. That fucking, what was that budget he tried to pass years ago that sucked?
Yeah, he's their go-to budget guy, yeah.
But he hasn't, I mean, what has he done that he could hang his hat on? Say, hey, look, this is what I accomplished. Other than sustaining his career, than staying in office.
And for some reason, they love him.
He's white, he's skinny, his face is reasonably symmetrical.
He works out.
That's it, apparently. Honestly. He looks like, I don't know. He's their idea of a good-looking white guy, and they're going to keep him there.
He's part of the master race.
But he hasn't done jack shit.
Correct. And then, you know, that whole coquettish, oh no, I don't want to be speaker. And then I'll only be speaker if everybody agrees to work together.
God. He got picked to be speaker because who the fuck else were they going to go to? Right? I mean, wasn't there some sort of a power vacuum in the GOP or just...
Well, there was that...
A void of nobody else to pick but idiots.
Kevin McCarthy, I think, is the number two now, and he was... The one that everyone thought he was absolutely going to run. He was, you know, going to be the next guy, probably had the votes. But then suddenly he bailed. And remember that whole deal? Like there was
something in his past.
There was another Republican who was like, we should be very careful of who we put up with our leadership kind of a thing.
Oh, shit.
And then I think the rumor was that he was, you know, his dick's been where it shouldn't have been.
Right. And he was like, you know what? I don't want to be speaker.
Bye.
Because I don't want to talk about my dick for the next 8 months.
Plus, take a look at the atmosphere. Who the fuck would want to be in charge of the Freedom Caucus and all the rest of those assholes? Try to get them to agree on shit. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter, I think he was talking to Time Magazine and talking about what our government has turned into. And he's like, we're an oligarchy. And the only thing
is,
and people get rewarded with bribes. They get money. They get power, and that's it.
Yep.
Yep. And yep, that's from the mouth of a true fucking evangelical, a liberal.
An evangelical liberal.
Yeah.
I don't think we even checked the real headlines. Let's see what's going on.
The real one.
Over at the HuffPo and at the Drudge Repo.
Repo.
This lovely Wednesday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March 15th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
A-B-B.
Oh, yeah, it's not going well.
What is
for
it?
Don the Con.
No.
There's a photograph of rather angsty-looking Donald.
No. What's he worried about these days?
Well, you know, that whole thing yesterday.
Yes.
With Rachel Maddow, who earlier in the day, she tweeted out, hey, we got a hold of some of Trump's tax returns. So then the whole day it was fucking, she was trending all day.
Oh, yes.
People were eating popcorn, inviting people over to watch the big reveal.
Yes.
And it kind of turned out to be a little bit, a whole lot of nothing. They're learning more because it was only the first two pages. He paid 20-something%, but he should be paying fuck a lot more, tons
absolutely
more.
How are you gonna know the difference between, God, if you pay $20 million in taxes, how's that, how much money do you have? A shit ton.
You're doing okay.
So if you pay 10% more, you're not gonna even feel it.
And he so when, I guess in the middle of the day, they found out, Trump, you know, when the administration found out about it, they preempted with a statement that said, basically confirming that those are his actual, the first two pages of his 2005 tax returns. And he said, all this proves is that, he said, well, Mr. Trump has always said that for him and his family, he's always done everything he can to legally reduce his tax burden for his family. They're going to starve. How is Ivanka going to be able to go to boarding school or have that dressage horse?
And to that I say, let's see the rest of the fucking return.
All right.
You know, you,
we don't give a shit about
shit in
some of this bottom line, but I'm all with the theory that he released it himself, because at the bottom it says client copy, where you're supposed to sign it.
Yes,
for one. So it obviously leaked from
him,
his lawyers, his accounting firm, or something, or him.
Maybe he was throwing it out, getting rid of some old papers and things like that.
No, I think.
And somebody went dumpster diving.
I think it was 2000. They're like, find the least revealing
return
we can from the last 20 fucking years. We'll take the top two pages. They won't know anything. Make it look like you paid a lot of the one that you paid that looks like you paid a lot of taxes, even though he claimed $100 million loss for that year or something.
Right.
And they said, we'll release that, and then there'll be something shiny, a flash grenade in the corner to ignore this Obamacare debacle and Russia.
Which,
mostly Russia.
If you look at the Trumpolo playbook, that makes perfect fucking sense to me. They did it all along.
I am on board the theory that Trump released that yesterday himself.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Because what did he do during the campaign when something bad would happen?
Say something horrible to distract.
Yeah. Or another story would come out.
Right.
Trump water, Trump steaks. This fucking so-called judge from Mexico or whatever he said. And then Trump University pops up.
A lot of variations of the joke going around for this Obamacare replacement.
Yes.
When, you know, they're calling it Trump Care, and Kellyanne Conway was like, I don't know why you guys call it that. He never said he wanted to call it that.
Call it whatever we want to, loon.
And the president didn't say that, but okay.
Yeah.
And
bleh.
You know, a lot of people are saying, well, this is, he puts his name on vodka. He puts his name on shitty steaks.
Anything.
He puts his name on water. The one thing he doesn't want Trump splashed all over.
It's healthcare. It's healthcare reform.
But it's shitty.
It's like the biggest project he's ever been engaged in.
Well, it's very complicated, Ryan. Not a lot of people knew that.
Is it? I mean, is it more?
A lot of people do.
The problem is the
trillion-dollar healthcare system over X number of years.
Well, I mean, the problem with the healthcare system being complicated, it's got to be the insurance companies, right?
Well, right.
Because you said it yourself. How do you solve it? Single payer. Bam.
And they're like, well, you got to drive the cost down. Well, okay, that too.
Yeah.
That too. How about getting rid of for-profit hospitals? How about getting rid of for-profit pharmaceutical companies so that we don't have to worry about people trying to kick people out of the hospital room so their bottom line isn't affected?
How about we just get real? There's more people on this planet that don't have than people that have.
No, a lot more.
So why don't the people that don't have get a tank, drive it up to Washington, and say, hey, motherfucker.
You see, you got to have a tank.
No, so you can hear the people sing.
Right.
Sing
give me my health care, motherfucker.
It is a
God damn it. And give me your shit, too, while we're at it. I want to be healthy, and I want that car.
Give me your shit.
Let me see what you have.
We're not taking your shit, but we're not taking your shit. You know what I mean? We're not going to take your shit, rich people, but we're done taking your shit. You're still going to have your houses.
Koch
brothers.
You're still going to have some of your houses.
They could lose 80% of their income a year from now on.
Yes.
And they're going to be okay. Boo-boo.
You're going to lose some of your fucking houses because fuck you. I want a pound.
You're going full commie.
I want full commie plus a pound of flesh. You know what I mean?
Sean Donovan reruns. Of the classic Democracy How podcast miniseries, we should call it.
Oh, go listen to older ones on the Crab Diving Network. Those are kind of timeless, though, because he talks about big general things like...
Yeah, and he does interviews with, real communists.
Yeah.
Actual political activists right now who are identifying as communists.
You know what's in the... You know, whenever he talks about communist revolution in this country... At the core of it is always charitable acts, right? If you want to go help people, you go volunteer. You pass out food to poor people. Give them water.
Right.
Because that's what it's about, right? Giving the people that don't have anything, giving them shit so they can live.
Helping people. Yes. Yeah. That would be kind of nice.
But it is weird that we do live in a country where so few people have it all. But we just kind of sit here.
And offered more. In the last election.
I mean, we saw that fucking John Oliver yesterday on HBO. We watched that.
Great show.
And that is fucking Trump Care gives more money to the rich people.
Blatantly.
And then takes away from the poor people.
Right.
Why? I don't understand why we put up
Jesus
with that
Jesus would
shit.
Want.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus the capitalist would. American capitalist gun-toting Jesus. Yeah. That's what he would want.
You know, this is a horrible thing to say, but I was listening, you know, the Women's March that happened, it was a month ago now?
Yes.
Huge, you know, like
amazing.
800,000 people in L.A., right? Or something like that.
Hundreds of thousands, I don't know.
Chicago was so full, it wasn't a march anymore. It was just a gathering because people couldn't move.
Right, they asked them to stop moving. Stop marching, we can't handle it anymore, just stay in one spot.
And the big review on that, it was so peaceful.
Right.
But why? I mean, that's amazing that it's peaceful.
Well, because that's how we roll.
That's amazing.
Right.
It blows my mind. If you think about the disparity in this country between the rich and the poor, it's amazing that you get a bunch of people together that are middle
class.
That didn't
burn down Trump Tower,
yes.
You're saying?
How is this not happening in our fucking country?
Wait. Hang on.
Yeah.
TBD.
Well, you know why? Do you know why? Because the white middle class liberals are still comfortable. While the white middle-class liberals are comfortable, everything will be the same. Until when that stops, when the cable stops, and the white people, you know, can't be comfortable anymore, then the shit will hit the fan. Which is such a sad commentary, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I think it's still hitting the fan.
Yeah.
Yesterday's story that we did for quite a while, that whole drug distributing companies flooding parts of West Virginia with hundreds of millions of pills of oxy and hydrocodone.
That's insane.
And not batting an eye. Nobody said, you know, maybe this is an issue. Yeah. But no, the CEO,
right?
Two years ago, was the highest paid CEO An American in America.
Oh, yeah. And look at our archaic fucking drug laws.
Because they made so much money off of Oxy.
Oh, yeah. All these Oxys floating around in West Virginia. My God, you get pulled over there, four of them in your car without a script. What do you think happens?
Oh, right.
You're going right to
right,
jail
right. Oh, yeah.
For a long fucking time. That's ridiculous.
Not as long as if you're black and you got a joint.
Or one of those pills.
Because you might get killed.
You know what I mean? I think the penalties for carrying those pills for Xanax and shit like that.
Well, it's worse it's worse than marijuana.
Than a joint or, you know.
So the headline with over at the HuffPo with the vexed looking Donald J. Trump says wiretap wipeout. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Fucking spicy yesterday.
He's lying.
He was like, the president's confident and we're confident that there's going to be absolute evidence that his claims for wiretapping are 100% true. And now it just ain't happening. Today, that Dickwad Nunez, the representative who is on the, which committee? I forget, Intelligence Committee, maybe? That
Talk Committee.
Yeah, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunez, there's no N-Y-A, N-U-N-E-S, mm-hmm. from California out here. Republican,
right,
conceded on Wednesday that he had found no evidence to substantiate President Donald Trump's claim
yes.
that former President Barack Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower.
God damn it.
There's no evidence.
So saying that it might be true is like saying it's fiction. It's like saying the plot line of Mission Impossible happened.
Yes.
No, nobody wiretapped anybody.
Correct.
What the fuck?
And Nunez is the House version of the Dingle Dick in the Senate.
Hello, Dingle Dick.
The Intelligence Committee chairman there. And they were the guys that, remember, Trump called in and wooed them
yes.
on the whole Russia thing. There's nothing here. Tell the idiots in the House and the Senate that these aren't the droids they're looking for.
I mean, it's almost goddamn insulting. I mean, the lies are just ridiculous. It's total bullshit. It's like he thinks we're stupid.
So if the best that this guy could say is, well, we found no evidence.
Yes.
And this guy is you could barely hear him through the Trump cum drizzling off his teeth.
Are there any animators out there that animate that for us and send it to us? If we like it, we'll put it all over our website.
I don't want to see Trump cum anywhere.
I want you to do justice to the image painted by @VileExperience. Do it.
Nunez said, well, if you take the tweets literally.
Yeah. Yes. They're words.
Then clearly the president was wrong.
Wrong.
This is from a Trump philator. I mean, yes. This guy is
he's almost there.
Trump all the time. So
he's almost there because Trump's not wrong. He lied. Wrong.
Well, right.
Wrong is
exactly.
Like, oh, 5 + 2 = 8. That's a wrong thing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, because he just fucking lied.
And it even says here, one day prior, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Trump was, quote, extremely confident that the Department of Justice would produce evidence supporting his claim.
Yeah, well, listen, most crazy people are extremely confident they're not crazy. That's what makes them crazy.
Nunez and the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, a California Rep. Adam Schiff, our neighbor district here, couple blocks away actually is the line, the borderline for between the congressional districts for
the
us
borderline.
We have Becerra, Javier Becerra,
right
here, and Adam Schiff is just 2 blocks to the north of us.
Javier,
he and Nunez sent a letter to the Justice Department last week asking officials to turn over any existing evidence that they had,
yeah baby,
substantiating Trump's claim. And then did you see Lindsey Graham, again.
Oh, shit. Did he put down his cocktail?
Lindsey Graham said,
don't make me come off this lanai.
That he's getting ready to subpoena.
Oh, shit.
The FBI. He's willing to subpoena the FBI to see just what's going on. Do they have any do they have any proof of this? But he's doing it right. He's doing it with a shank.
Right.
Remember, he's like, well, the president wants our help in investigating this. Let's help him.
Lindsay, God, who does he hate more? Trump or Ted Cruz?
Whew, that's a toughie. He's been buddies with Ted Cruz a couple of times since. They got together. There was an interview. They caught him in the hallway together.
Were they scissoring?
And he even said something to the effect of, they were laughing, and it's like, well, you guys in the past haven't gotten along. And Lindsay said, yeah, I guess I should apologize for wanting to kill him, saying that he should be killed on the Senate floor. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
He was drunk, and he did a joke at a roast.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, Ted Cruz, you could kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate in front of all the senators, and no one would testify or something like that. Yeah.
You wouldn't be charged.
Right. Nobody would be charged.
The air would be sweeter.
Well, now he's saying that he's going to subpoena information from the FBI.
Yeah, fuck it.
If Comey doesn't provide a yes or no, even if there's, all they're asking is there an investigation of going on, and were there taps?
Why doesn't Comey say?
Well, it's Comey. You know, he's all coquettish about that shit, where it's like, he won't even answer yes or no, there is an investigation going on.
Does Comey hate Schindler?
Unless it's Hillary Clinton in her emails.
Right.
Then that's different. Then he has to go and have a press conference.
Oh, yes. Does Comey hate Schindler? What's the status? I mean, I don't even fucking
know. I don't
know,
man. It's complicated.
I always thought Comey liked Schindler because Comey sort of handed Schindler, along with Putin and, you know, a bunch of other stupid racists, handed Schindler the presidency, right?
Yes.
So I would think Comey liked Schindler.
Or it was a GOP thing.
The GOP, oh, right. Okay.
It might have been more party than, you know, he might have been a hold his nose Trump supporter.
Yes.
Or anti-Hillary, who knows?
Comey's got to hate Schindler. I mean, deep down.
I think now he hates him, yeah.
Deep down, anybody close to Schindler probably hates him. I mean, what did What's-His-Face say about... Mark Cuban said he liked Trump until he got to know him.
Right.
He was like, ah, fuck this guy. He's a dweeb.
Senator Lindsey Graham talking about Schindler.
There's an attitude on the committee that we need to get answers for the American people appropriately, in our appropriate fashion. So what are we trying to do? The current president says that he believes that the former president, maybe not personally, but the former president through the government, surveilled his campaign in 2016.
Personally, what does he think? That Obama got some vacuum climbing gear and scaled the outside of Trump Tower? He was sitting there with a stethoscope?
Suction cups?
Personally, yeah.
Can you picture Obama and Biden are in these little ninja outfits? They're getting their suction cups together?
Yeah.
Obama's like, hey, Joe, I'm kind of nervous to climb up this thing. I got dry mouth. Do you think you could lick my suction cup?
Lick my suction cup.
Yeah.
Kill your fucking selves.
Kill your fucking selves.
Oh.
God damn.
Alex Jones.
Hello, Alex Jones, baby.
A little worked up there.
Is Alex Jones, does he have anything to add on the whole Alec Baldwin thing?
I haven't heard anything yet.
The government surveilled his campaign in 2016. As a matter of fact, today they said they're extremely confident there was some kind of surveillance of the campaign. I have no evidence for that, but I can tell you this. That question needs to be answered because I don't think it's ever been raised before. And the bottom line is a lot of Americans are wondering what's going on here. Yeah. So what I'm trying to do is get answers to the questions raised by President Trump.
What I'm trying to do is fuck that lying piece of shit asshole Trump.
Without a dinner and a movie.
Catch him in his lie and shine a big old spotlight on it while I'm having a mint julep sitting here with my boy, my friend.
Oh, they're mouth fucking you, Trump.
He's asking us to investigate, and we will. And to me, it's very reasonable to ask the FBI and Department of Justice, did you ever seek a warrant? Was a warrant obtained from any court anywhere about the Trump campaign? If the answer is no, then we'll know that didn't happen. If the
then we know the president is a lying piece of shit, which is what I'm predicting.
The answer is yes. That would be pretty stunning to me because...
See? We know which side he's leaning on.
It would be stunning!
Right.
It would be stunning!
He would not be stunned by Trump outwardly lying and accusing the president falsely of a felony. That's not going to stun him. Right?
Right.
But if the answer is yes, holy shit.
When are these people, I mean, because it seems like we're getting to a point, right? So Lindsey Graham asked the FBI if there's any evidence. And then the FBI says no. What do you do next? What is the only thing left for Lindsey to do is try to impeach his ass. Because now the president's a fucking liar.
Well, I don't know if you can impeach him for that. I mean, that's what they impeached Clinton for, but Clinton lied under oath that he did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He told the American people that he has evidence of Obama wiretapping Trump Towers. That's insane.
That's civil.
Yeah.
Libel, maybe. Is it impeachable? Maybe.
But it's odd, right? Because he's making all these statements in the press. I read somewhere that if Trump, did we talk about this on a prior episode of Crab Diving? Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. When Trump tweets something out and then he deletes it, I read somewhere that he could be violating some sort of federal law.
Yeah, they told him to stop deleting tweets because now the way he's using his Twitter account, it's a matter of, we own those tweets.
We own those? Those are mine?
The public. He's on the public dime.
Oh, look, look at me. I own a list of a bunch of racist statements some loon wrote.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And shitting on Arnold Schwarzenegger tweets. Can I have one of those?
Christmas came early.
Hey, if the answer is no, then we'll know that didn't happen. If the answer is yes, that would be pretty stunning to me because they would have to have probable cause. I don't know what the answer is, but I know it's the right
question. So to Lindsey, the only possible explanations are, see, Trump is saying that it was nefarious is what he hints at, is what he is.
What does that even
implying?
Mean?
Implying.
He means that there was a cover up and a conspiracy. And in the middle of the night, people place listening devices in his fucking building.
Well, right. I was surveilled.
Why the fuck does he think he needs to be surveilled?
I think Melania's smart dildo was listening to me.
She has a smart dildo? Alexa's in the shaft. Is it Alexa that you talk to?
Alexa?
Or, is that the name of the fucking
Yeah, or Siri or Alexa or
Siri?
Or Google. I don't know what you call Google.
Siri, set dildo for stun.
Right.
Question to ask. The second thing.
So yeah, he's saying that the two possibilities are it didn't happen, Trump's a lying sack of shit, or B, it did happen, Trump's a corrupt, possibly criminal lying sack of shit. So those are the two choices.
Possibilities
to Lindsey Graham.
Are limitless.
He's not saying I'd be stunned if Obama broke the law. He knows Obama wouldn't be stupid enough to do something like that.
Why would Obama do that?
Well, right.
That makes me kind
Who
of insane.
Cares?
Kind of insane. Now, if you told me Schindler did it,
right,
I wouldn't have a problem believing
it. If they have a warrant to specifically eavesdrop on Trump Tower and Trump and his associates, there's a reason. And that's why Lindsey Graham said, then there's probable cause. And that's scary as shit.
Do you think when Trump tweeted out that Obama wiretapped fucking Trump Towers, do you think Obama's reaction was like, what the fuck? Or was it genuine rage? Anger.
There's different accounts. Remember,
the eye roll, right?
Right. One was an eye roll. And then there were other accounts that said that he's really. I can see where it's both. You're probably, your first reaction is like, oh, for fuck's sake.
What about Biden?
You got to be kidding me. Oh, I think Obama had to hold him back.
Yeah, yeah.
Biden's like, let's go kill him. Let's go beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's kick the shit out of that fucker.
Yeah. What an asshole.
We met with the director, I think, on March the 8th, and we said, Senator Whitehouse and myself, that we want to know if there's a criminal investigation of the Trump campaign and ties to Russia, because we're about to launch an investigation into all things Russia regarding the 2016 election. I don't want to compromise your investigation. I don't want to get in the way.
Lindsey's sitting among his staff.
Oh, yeah, his staff. Are you kidding? I mean, that guy sitting next to him, all kidding aside, is that his boyfriend?
I don't think so. It's just a young, good-looking young staffer.
Let's be real for a second. It's 2017. let's say Lindsay's gay, you know, whatever. I know
who cares.
Yeah, right. Who gives a fuck? Is that his boyfriend or not?
I mean, well, not out, not outwardly.
Lindsay, so fucking what? Just be gay. Just be out.
How sad.
You'll help your party. You'll help your fellow gay people, I guess. Although I would reject you from that community.
What a sad life to.
Oh yeah.
Not be able to want to be who you are.
Yeah.
And to all things Russia regarding the 2016 election. I don't want to compromise your investigation. I don't want to get in the way of your investigation. But the Congress is proceeding fairly blindly here. I think we would all be better off as a body if we knew that there was an investigation or not. If there's not one, we'll take that in consideration about how we might do things differently. If there is one, we don't want to run afoul of it.
There you go.
It's so fucking hilarious.
He's making it sound reasonable when really he just wants just to stick a big giant shiv into Trump.
And meanwhile, no one's doing anything. Again, this is like, doesn't Lindsay have a job? Doesn't he have to work for his constituents? Isn't there something that he could be doing? This isn't even productive.
Yeah.
I mean, unless productive means getting rid of Schittler. That's productive, probably. I don't know.
The two top members of the House Intelligence Committee have apparently already made up their minds about whether Trump's tweets are true or not about Obama wiretapping him.
Yes.
Understandably, they're going at it a little bit differently because let's not forget Nunez, like I said, still can taste Trump.
Oh, yes.
But Adam Schiff says Trump's willingness to make such an accusation without basis is a national security concern that could limit the country's abilities to trust him in a time of crisis. How can we believe anything this man says when all he does is lie, 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 lie?
I mean, do you remember when Tom...
Liar!
Yeah, yeah. Who said that?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, my God.
The new show that I've been watching.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
What a horrible time to be alive, though.
Not a great era.
What was that? Right after World War One?
Yeah.
Ugh, man.
In Western England, right?
Hello?
Birmingham.
Yeah, they're nuts over there.
So Nunez believes the president tweeting is a good thing for the most part.
How? I mean,
it allows him to bypass. To what? Bypass the evil, lame, lying media. And he said, quote, the American people, for the most part, enjoy it. Meanwhile, they don't.
I agree with you. No. I agree with you. It is enjoying to read his crazy ramblings. But
in a way of a train wreck is good, is fun to watch. Because they link to a poll that says it's not. Voters say Trump shows leadership, but are less sure of its direction. So I don't know what that means. March 7th, voters say President Trump has shown leadership in his first 40 days of office, but they're split on his policies. I don't know where this poll is from.
But he shows leadership in the sense that, hey, all you white racist people, you're right to feel racist, and here's some racist things we can do together. That's how he shows leadership.
Well, define showing leadership isn't always...
It's not great.
That's great if you lead us into the fucking shit can.
Do you remember Hitler?
I think Kim Jong-un shows leadership. Some leadership.
Stalin. Stalin was a leader.
The Trump's claim that journalists and the media are the enemy of the American people isn't getting traction.
No.
59% disagree with him. 34% agree. They're assholes. 48% believe the news media is right when they say they're holding the White House accountable. Only 42% agree with Trump that the news media is unfair and biased against him. So more people believe what the media is saying
than
believe what Trump is saying.
Right.
63% say the issue of Russia. 63% say the issue of Russia's meddling in the United States presidential election is a serious issue that needs attention.
That's
63%.
That's a majority. Most people think should be 100%. I mean, who the fuck doesn't think that's a big deal? That is fucking shocking to me.
31% say that it's not very or not at all serious. 30% of the people in this country think it's no big deal.
No, they're fucking stupid.
That the Russians.
Now, I don't even understand like how those people exist and what their fucking major malfunction is.
58% believe that there should be an outside independent investigation. Outside independent investigation. Of contacts.
Of course.
58%. So still, a vast majority of people.
We don't even know. See, that's the crazy thing, man. Like, how do we not know there's still spies? What if there's still a leak coming out of the White House? What if it affects our national security? Right? Nobody cares? Come on.
More than Trump's temperament. More than 60% of voters disapprove of Trump's temperament. While 30% approve.
His temperament!
And contrary to what Representative Nunes says.
Yes.
Nunes, whatever the fuck you pronounce his name.
His temperament.
59% of the people of all types said that he needs to stop tweeting.
Yeah.
Stop tweeting.
He said Snoop Dogg's career was failing.
But today,
how do we know that? How do I know what POTUS's opinion of Snoop Dogg is? Well, I should know that.
And it's a lie. I'm sure Snoop's doing rather well.
I'm sure he's killing it.
And we can prove some of Schindler's other lies when he says the failing New York Times, which now has record subscriptions.
Yes.
The failing CNN, which now has rising like crazy ratings. By the way, Rachel Maddow, before even last night, I'm sure last night was crazy because of the revelation of the tax returns. But even before that, Rachel Maddow's ratings are up bigly, crazy big.
Of course,
all liberal media I was reading is more popular now.
Yeah,
because we need to be
right. And
thank you for downloading us. Yeah, by the way, and listening to us.
I mean, we live in a crazy fucking time.
Like we're media, we're pundits.
We are media, motherfucker.
We're media.
Wait.
Members, kind of. We're not journalists, but we're pundits.
Pundits.
We have opinions, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're entertainers. What do you think about that?
We're like Hannity.
It's hard to be an entertainer. I sat through a shitty show last night. I listened to so many fucking comics. It sucked. Didn't have opinions, and they weren't entertaining.
Well?
By the way, if you're listening, you're welcome.
Yeah. If you were at that show last night, not you. God. He didn't mean you.
No.
The other guy.
Yeah.
Trump, 72% of voters support protecting Social Security and Medicare from any cuts. 72% of voters support protecting Social Security and Medicare, which that tiny-handed, pussy-grabbing fuckwad promised.
And he's fucking with it.
And then he says, well, let's pass this, what Ryan wants, which fucks not Social Security yet, but fucks Medicare. Definitely fucks Medicare.
I mean,
just give Paul Ryan time on Social Security.
He's talking about doing shit nobody wants done. The majority of people don't want this shit.
Which is where even the lunatic over at Newsmax, we talked about earlier, is right. The people don't want what Paul Ryan is foisting upon them.
Yeah.
And that's mainstream Republican.
I mean, the people don't want a lot of what is foisted upon them. It is kind of amazing to think about the amount of people that marched, that have marched against Trump, and that are marching against Trump. Of course, then you think about the amount of people, the eligible voters that participated in LA's election. That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Pretty pathetic. LA elections are generally pathetic like that.
LA is that pathetic.
That was pretty pathetic.
There's a lot of patheticness.
I can almost see, you know, it really is degrees of liberal. Do you know what I mean? Like the elections here, so you can almost see where people would become apathetic. Because it's so progressive here that you know, that no Tea Party lunatic is going to get elected here in L.A.
Right. Absolutely.
So people
not.
Are like, why go? But that's how they get elected.
Yeah. They go in and they get in those little, the tiny little offices, right? And they're insidious.
That's how Ted Cruz
grassroots, man,
became senator. Ted Cruz got like 8 votes for Senate. It was a special election that they had to have. Nobody turned out. And Ted Cruz just...
He capitalized he on
won
it, right?
The, yeah, he won. Got the, he organized enough loons to go out and overwhelm the apathy
yeah,
of
right.
everyone else.
You know what? You remind me of one of my most favorite parts of the fucking election, and I believe it was at the RNC. It was when Ted Cruz did not endorse Schittler.
Until later.
You remember that breakfast, though? Do you remember that little line, that breakfast they had at the RNC where he was just sort of talking in generalities and they thought this endorsement was coming and then it didn't?
Oh, yeah. No, he
that
had a
was
speech.
Fucking amazing.
He gave a speech at the RNC and they booed him.
Right.
Because he wouldn't, outwardly endorse Trump.
That was
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Fuck you.
Oh, God.
Fuck you. Thank you, Lily.
Oh, that one's not working. That's a bummer.
What are you doing?
I don't know. For some reason, something's a little locked right. up here. Policy making. Trump, this yes. is still that poll. You said poll. Immigration, 49% opposed accelerating the deportation of immigrants, illegal immigrants, yeah. who have not committed a serious crime. 40% support Trump's rigorous deportation policy. 40%.
A lot of racists, man.
God, they're horrible people.
It's those flyover countries, states, right? It's the flyover states. And they don't want to be marginalized. We don't want to be made fun of. Well, don't have shitty politics.
Stop being racist.
Yes. And until you do, yeah, we're going to marginalize you. Because you deserve it.
As far as Dreamers, who are young people who were brought here illegally into the country as children, with no decision of their own. 63% say they should continue to be protected from deportation. Well, that's kind of two-thirds of America.
Yes.
While 22% are evil, heartless, needle-dicked fuckwads
yes.
who say Hello. That we should toss them too.
Insane.
A kid brought here, raised American. Kick them out!
Sometimes I feel like you got to take these conservatives aside and say, hey, I hear what you're saying, but imagine the person that you're talking about is white and male. That might help. I don't know.
So, and listen to this. America hates Obamacare, right? It's horrible. It's killing everyone, Ryan. It's the worst thing ever. 17% want immediate repeal. 17% want an immediate repeal.
And they don't even know
it's
what that means.
Not the whole country.
And also, well, what does that mean? That's an odd question. They want repeal and then what? No health care? Nothing? Do they want to bleed out? Or do they want a repeal and then they want single payer? You know, I mean, I think something's left out of that question.
25% says Congress shouldn't fuck with it at all. Well, it needs to be fucked with.
Well,
I mean, to make it better.
That Congress shouldn't be fucking with anything.
And nearly 50% say that Congress should repeal the law only after a comprehensive replacement plan is in place. So no,
yes.
no, just nobody agrees with the Tea Caucus.
And I think nothing should be repealed until Louis Gohmert is allowed to barbecue on his fucking veranda at the Capitol. All right.
My ribs.
what an idiot.
Recent incidents of vandalism at Jewish cemeteries, bomb threats at Jewish schools.
God
community
damn
centers
it.
Have voters concerned. 62% say that the recent activity reflects a rise in anti-Semitism. 23% disagree. That's no big deal.
So
one in four.
More Jewish
about.
People are being harassed,
threatened,
having their property
bomb threats.
Vandalized yeah. than before. You can't say, how can you say that's not a rise in anti-Semitism? That's literally a rise in anti-Semitism.
I think the number
the numbers
will show that, yeah.
When a number that once was small then gets bigger, that means there was a rise.
But don't forget, Trump said it's a false flag, a lot of those incidents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're not taking into account the false flag element.
They All said right. it that he kept repeating. There was a meeting or something, and that they said it was really creepy because he kept repeating the, yeah, you know, that's a really bad thing, these bomb threats and stuff. But, you know, some of them are the reverse. Some of them are actually the reverse. It's,
what
you know,
does
it's,
that mean?
It's, well, it's liberals doing it to make,
are the Jewish
Republicans
people
look bad.
Attacking these Nazi racist anti-Semitic fucks or something?
No, it's a false flag.
Oh, okay. It's not liberals. Even a thing.
It's liberals framing.
Yes.
Saying there's a rise in neo-Nazism because of Trump. Oh. Things like that.
Oh, right. To want it, does he think so they can run him out of office?
I don't.
What a narcissist.
Insane theory.
Could you imagine?
Difficult to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine you see some synagogue gets bombed and somebody says, oh, they're actually doing that to hurt me, not the Jewish people. Right. You're nuts.
I don't think we ever checked the Drudge Report. Over at the Drudge Report, everybody, let's dumb ourselves down. Crank it back. Crank our IQs back. Oh, no. Oh, sad face over at the Drudge Report, Ryan. Many, many sad faces over at the Drudge Report. Dutch Wilders falls short.
Oh, he lost.
They're
that dickhead.
Upset that the Trump of the Netherlands hurt. Lost.
The butt hurt is palpable in Europe among the racists.
Damn.
Fuck off, dude. What now? What now? What does he do? Go home and lick his little Nazi fucking wounds.
Well, then the second, the sub headline is "Not seen the last of me."
Nine.
There's still immigrants and black people here. You have not seen the last of me.
That's a great. What is that dialect? That's great.
I don't know what it was. It was really bad.
I love that. You know, I do a British dialect sometimes in my stand up, and I can't tell you how many people will make a comment. They'll say, oh, that's not accurate. You don't sound right. And to you, I say, please do fuck off. What do you know? What do you know about anything? Leave me alone.
You said you were doing Bristol, but that was a little more.
Oh, yeah. How about a Tibetan?
I just saw a headline. Headphones explode on flight?
God damn it. I knew it. Flying sucks.
Headphone batteries exploded on a flight to a woman whose headphones caught fire, suffered burns to her face and hands.
Oh, God. What a bummer.
She was listening to music on her own battery-operated headphones.
Yes.
While she dozed, then there was a loud explosion. I went to turn. I felt burning on my face, she said.
Oh, my God. Shit.
They were sparking and they were on fire.
The
headphones
from the airline.
I don't know if they're there. No, her own battery operated ones.
What was the brand? I want to know.
I don't think it says here.
God, I have some headphones I got for my birthday. I fucking hope.
Oh, and there was a lot of smoke. Smell of melted plastic,
ugh.
Burnt electronics, and her singed hair.
Maybe that was the alarm setting.
Oh, there's a picture of it. Blackened face. Neck, blisters all over her hands and face. She really got burned. Holy
dude,
shit.
Imagine you're asleep and you put explosives on your head that go over your ears and then you wake up burning.
Well, remember that Samsung sucks. Phone, that Galaxy 7, was it? That
oopsie.
They banned those from flights too because
they
had a little catching fire problem and fires aren't good on planes.
You know, back in the... Oh, no.
They try to discourage those.
You know, back in the day, we never had this problem with pagers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say before flying.
Oh, yeah.
Before airplanes. We didn't have this problem.
Or penicillin.
What else is going on out there? It's... Oh, God. We've been... today's going fast here, crab diving. There was an... I guess there was a briefing today. Senator Chuck Grassley.
Hey, Chucky.
From Iowa, who's the head of the Intelligence Committee over there.
Yes.
And the lead Democrat on the committee, our senator from here in California, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Liberal.
They had a meeting with FBI Director James Comey.
Oh, shit.
Did they
find out the extent of Obama's wiretapping shenanigans?
Well, it's all classified, they're saying. Feinstein said the briefing was on all sensitive matters, highly classified. It's really not anything we can answer any questions about.
God damn it, Dianne, just say it. Just say it. Who gives a fuck?
But remember that one time they had that classified meeting with House members and Maxine Waters came out and she said, I can't say anything. All I can say is that the FBI director has no credibility. And she stomped off.
I love it.
Maxine Waters is
We
awesome.
Don't have enough people stomping off, you know?
More outrage, yeah. I mean, keep it up. I'm not worried about outrage fatigue, really. Because, no. I mean, the Republicans are doing a really good job.
I am with our elected officials.
They're doing a really good job of making sure that we're kept pretty outraged.
That's right. You hear that, Chucky? Chucky Schumer. You keep that outrage.
And a little more hypocrisy here.
Keep that outrage going.
Oklahoma State Senator Ralph Shorty. Ralph Shorty.
Hey.
S-H-O-R-T-E-Y.
Fuck you.
Probably pronounces it Shorte.
Shorte? I'm sure he does not.
Ralph Shorty, state senator from
Oklahoma. Fuck you.
A Republican.
Oh, shocker.
Police are recommending.
Yes. Uh-oh. Shit.
That the Republican is now facing numerous charges.
Ooh.
Including soliciting prostitution of a minor.
What an idiot.
Prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church.
Damn.
And transporting purpose of prostitution. Hold on a second.
Transporting purpose.
Let's back up a little.
Prostitution.
Sea hare here.
Yes.
Prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church.
Is worse.
What gives a fucking church.
Right.
Any special status that nobody can get a fiver for a blowjob within 1,000 feet of it? What I can see
that is like saying
I can see not having a liquor store near a school. I get not having a weed dispensary near a school. I get what the fuck does anything have to do with being near a church? Fuck your church.
And think about it. If some minor is being assaulted and someone's treating them like a prostitute or whatever. The crime upon that minor is worse next to a church than away from a church.
The church doesn't want the competition.
Oh, yeah, right. Hell yeah, the choir
of
boys.
Kid fucking within 1,000 feet.
Those are my altar boys, buddy. Step off.
That's really insane. I mean,
that's so fucking stupid.
Does that not sound insane to you, too? That there's a law that says no prostitution, that prostitution is worse within 1,000 feet of a church.
What about next to my house? 1,000 feet of my house. Why?
Yeah, I'd rather somebody toss their used condom on the feet of St. Mary's than on my stoop.
Why do they get special fucking protection?
I don't know.
They get all the fucking special protection. This is so fucking ridiculous. That's insane.
I've never heard of anything like that before. Again,
who
schools
cares?
Near schools, I get, but goddamn,
no,
who the fuck cares about your little snowflake, butthurt church?
The thing with the near schools thing, it goes back to this war on drugs bullshit. When they started this war on drugs, they made it so if you bought crack within so many miles of a city, there's a mandatory minimum that you get slapped with. The thing is, if you buy crack anywhere in a city, you are going to be in that distance to a school because everything is smushed together.
Right.
So it's a fucking, you know what I mean? It's kind of I think I've always thought it was a ridiculous thing to put those sort of qualifiers on crime. I mean, yeah, I don't want prostitution happening near school or churches, you know, but why do they get that special protection? I guess is my question.
I'm baffled.
It's not violent.
I'm utterly baffled,
this example is violent. It's a minor. So it's assault. Right.
I would sue the fuck out of them if I was arrested for prostitution or soliciting a prostitute.
It's an odd lawsuit.
And they were going to charge me for something worse because it was within 500 or 1,000 feet of their fucking church. There's no justification for that whatsoever.
Don't commit a crime next to that building where a bunch of people sit around and talk to themselves.
Is it going to hurt the magic?
It's a sensitivity.
Jesus hung out with hookers.
No.
According to their book.
It's a sensitivity. I can't go in worship with my family in peace, and I don't want to look across the street and see somebody getting a blowjob.
Yeah. Going to the confessional. That's where you'll spot it.
I mean, it is kind of onerous, Ryan. I mean,
it's very weird.
Especially in a city where you're always near a school or a church because you're always near everything. It's a fucking city.
Well, yeah. So, this on March 9th. Oh, by the way, it was a boy.
Oh, who got the prostituted upon?
Yes. The family values.
Oh, yes.
Of course, against gay marriage.
Right.
GOP State Senator Ralph Shorty.
Okay.
Is facing numerous charges from more police after he was caught in a Super 8 motel room with a boy.
Oh, shit.
Responding officers found a juvenile male in a hotel room also occupied by an adult male. The circumstances are currently under investigation, it says.
Oh, shit.
But an employee of the hotel confirmed that a man named Ralph Allen Shorty checked into the...
Why are you using your own name? I don't get that. Is he not familiar with a guy named Jerry Springer? Jerry Springer wrote a check, right? For a blowjob.
It appears there was an anonymous call. No one's come forward admitting to the call to check on this kid. But there was a call to the police for a welfare check. No one, he hasn't been arrested yet, but they found text messages between the boy and Shorty.
Oh, shit.
Which they're investigating.
They're investigating. You mean they're reading them?
And there's now a note on the door at Shorty's office that says he's going to be gone for a week or so.
Okay, I'm taking a vacation. Jeez. Party of family values, you're right.
He was the state chairman of President Donald Trump's campaign during the primary elections in Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, it sort of stands to reason, right? Shitler kind of surrounds himself with shit.
Okay. Shorty has been in office since 2010 and is most known for a bill he proposed banning fetuses in food.
Well, that's how I like my fucking baked potato. Only little bits of fetus sprinkled over it.
Holy fuck. In 2012, he introduced a bill that would ban the use of aborted human fetuses in food.
I ain't gonna add no fetus in my salad.
Though he's never heard of any instances of it happening before. He read that it might be happening.
Okay.
So he thought the bill would at least give any food companies toying with the idea a, quote, ultimatum.
Who is toying with this? I want to know. Is it Starbucks? Are they going to put fetal shit in my latte?
Here's what he wrote. No person or entity shall manufacture or knowingly sell food or any other product intended for human consumption which contains aborted human fetuses in the ingredients.
We don't need this.
In the ingredients.
We don't need in the ingredients. It's in the ingredients.
High fructose corn syrup. Oh, aborted human fetuses.
I'm looking at the back of this fucking granola bar.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see.
Yeah, I better check to see if there's like fetal taint.
You know what? This is impressive. This granola bar by Quaker, which you would think is
oats.
The first ingredient is granola.
Oh, well, there you go.
And the second ingredient, fetal tissue.
There,
there you go.
This guy's law didn't pass.
Ring the alarm bells.
Shorty is a father of two. Worked as an oil and gas production consultant.
Fuck you.
He said that he found online evidence that some companies outside of Oklahoma use embryonic stem cells to develop artificial flavors.
What? Artificial flavors? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? He said he filed the bill after reading last fall that an anti-abortion group,
yes,
Children of God for Life, had called on the public in 2010 to boycott products of major food companies partnered with a biotech company that produces artificial flavor enhancers unless that company stopped using aborted fetal cells to test their products.
Nobody's using this shit.
Oh, to test their products.
But listen, if it's aborted fetal cells.
No, maybe what's happening is.
Yeah.
They may have been using stem cells.
Okay.
To test their food's additives effects on tissue.
What do I care?
They didn't add the tissue in between the sugar salt.
Oh, God, it's so good. You know what this needs? A little bit more fetal elbow.
This is how stupid these fucking Republican, these anti-science dicks are. He heard something somewhere that they're sticking fetuses in food, and it's just not the case. I'm making this up, by the way. I'm speculating here what they're talking about, but they're not saying anything about putting fetuses in food.
Let's say it's real.
Testing it on.
Let's say it's real. Where do you get it?
That's like saying there's rabbit in the lipstick because they test it on the rabbits.
Yeah. That's the same
which is
fucking,
horrible, by the way.
Right,
but,
I mean, no reason to make a rabbit look
but
sexy.
It's the same logic.
Up.
They don't. They stuff it in their eyes and stuff.
Oh,
they don't.
Damn.
I don't think they rub it on their lips and make them all pretty.
I want to see how they look. See if other rabbits are attracted to them. Okay.
Nice frosty pink on Hoppy.
I mean, where would you get it? Let's say. I mean, this is sort of the same thing. Was that Reverend Manning who said that Starbucks, they were putting ejaculate into
semen.
Their lattes and mochas?
They put semen in their lattes.
Where are you getting it? Where are you getting the aborted fetal material? Are you going to Planned Parenthood with a bucket?
Yeah, there's a menu at Planned Parenthood.
Fill me up. I need some more fetuses.
You heard Carly Fiorina during the election.
God damn. I forgot she existed. How dare you remind me?
I'm sorry.
Damn, she could have been our president.
Triggered a flashback.
Ugh, what happened to her?
She could not have been our president.
She didn't get a job? Listen to what you just said.
No,
she could not have been our president. Look who we got.
Well, yeah, but
this guy.
Yeah, she's just a regular heinous lunatic Republican.
Right. I didn't think Trump could be our president, though.
She's not as racist.
And then she would suck, too, because, like, where would she go on the weekends? She didn't have a nice fancy country club.
I think she's got dough, though, but she doesn't own a golf course or two. Yeah,
dude, he's legislating from the Lido deck.
Yeah. And
fucking patio.
Why? I mean, we've got enough to scream about, I'm sure, but there should be a few of us screaming, keeping tally on all this money to ship his orange fat ass down to Mar-a-Lago.
There's been tons
of
stories.
All the security there. Meanwhile, we're keeping Melania in the Golden Tower in New York. We're paying millions and millions of dollars.
And I think the rest of his fucking family has protection, too. And they're being, chauffeured all around. I mean, this is nuts. And people bitching about Obama and his vacation days. Please suck my cock. Ridiculous.
Federal food safety officials never heard of any such thing. Even using aborted fetal cells to test their products. They never even heard of that.
It's not even real. Where do you get it though? But where would you get? Where do you think if you were a chef, and you say you're doing an episode of Chopped, right? Are you familiar with that show?
Yes.
You get a box, and all your bullshit's in the box.
You have to make different. Yeah, you get ingredients, and then you have to create a.
Imagine you pull an ingredients out. It's a fetus. I'm going to make an omelet. You can't make an omelet out of a fetus because a fetus is what? It's an egg.
Yeah, it's got to be earlier.
What do you do? What would you do with it? The fetal material. How would you incorporate it into your dish? Let's say you have an eggplant, a fetus, a steak, and a baked potato. What do you make? You're fucked.
Wait, what? Eggplant?
Eggplant,
baked potato.
Fetal material. A fetus. A whole fetus.
I don't know.
Because probably, when you go to
you treat it like any other protein,
I guess. Absolutely. Just like any other protein.
So gross.
Don't be weird about it. But when you go to the... Sometimes you go to a grocery store and they'll have a deal on seafood, like a fish, but they'll give you a break on the per pound price if you buy the whole fish.
Oh, you mean if you go to Planned Parenthood and then...
You buy a whole fetus, it's cheaper than if you just buy the toes.
Like a whole chicken instead of...
The eyeballs.
Another bill that this guy wrote, this guy's a real winner. And he's a kid fucker, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way.
The only time he's worried about children is when they're a fetus. When they're not a fetus, he's molesting them.
Yeah.
Lovely.
He still wants to taste them. he was...
At file experience.
He was elected in 2010.
Yeah.
He introduced one bill denying Oklahoma citizenship of children of illegal immigrants born in the state. So he was going to somehow try to override the Constitution... That says a natural born citizen is a citizen.
Right. He wants to override that.
He wanted to write a bill that said, illegals, if your kid is born here, no more anchor babies.
How do you help? God, sometimes the GOP, I just want to say, listen, I know you're crooked. I know you're underhanded. I know you got to do a lot of bad shit. But do you ever do anything that helps anyone? Just for pure camouflage. Just so you can say you did something
this
good.
Helps, maybe. He wrote another bill that would have allowed police to confiscate the homes and cars of illegal immigrants.
No, great.
They want to take all their shit.
Oh, okay. You're poor, oppressed. You had to sneak into this country because you lived in some shithole, and you, now you're looking for a better life.
And guilty of no other crime than trying to feed your family.
And now the U.S. federales are going to take all your shit in your car in which you're living. What in the fucking fuck? And by the way, they're more concerned about the welfare of a fucking fetus.
And after Barack Hussein Obama became president, he tried to advance a bill that would have required presidential candidates to provide proof of citizenship before they were allowed on Oklahoma's primary ballot.
You must be fucking shitting
me. He tried
me.
To do that, I believe, for the second election so that maybe Obama wouldn't have been challenge Obama on the second election.
God damn.
None of his bills went anywhere, surprisingly, even in Oklahoma.
Fuck you. Good God, man.
One person wrote on the Twitter after this recent ridiculousness.
Do you have to test? Are we testing our food for fetal material? This coffee, for instance, I drank. How do I know there's not fetal material in the coffee grounds?
I don't know.
Or a Subway sandwich. You don't. We figured out that 60% of the chicken ain't chicken.
Was it that much?
Yeah. No, 40% of the chicken is not chicken. So what is it? Fetuses?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somebody tweeted, this conflicts with my dream of eating aborted fetus dumplings. Other people called him hilariously delusional. This is all from when he proposed that stuff. But now...
What a nutball.
His most recent... foray into the spotlight because he was caught in a hotel room with a boy.
Sometimes you got to ask these GOP motherfuckers. It's like, okay, well, replace person with fetus. Maybe you'll show a little bit more compassion or empathy, you know? So really, the Republicans, have you ever seen anybody fight harder for anything than the unborn? They care about the unborn more than anything. Right. More than the born.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which is fucked up.
Not the white ones. They kind of care a little bit about the white ones that have money.
Oh yeah. If you're straight, male, and not a fetus anymore, you're okay.
He's been married to his high school sweetheart since 2002.
No. Okay.
He studied at Heartland Baptist Bible College in Oklahoma City.
Jeez.
And he did mission work in Uganda.
God damn.
So
who knows what this motherfucker did in Uganda? I'm serious.
I wonder if I'm sure Baptist mission work in Uganda has to do with, we'd love to help you not starve to death, but first you have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
And then later on you can suck my cock, because who knows what this guy's doing?
Well, just the boys.
In the middle of nowhere, this guy's, you know, left to his own fucking devices.
He was,
who knows, man.
During his last election, he sent out, he was endorsed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Fuck you. Oh, God.
Of Arizona.
This guy's such a piece of garbage.
And by the Republican Senator James Lankford for his, quote, conservative principles.
Fuck you. Who is, I don't know, Lankford. Is he a dick?
And a rally for him for his election in 2014 was hosted
by the Klan,
by Beth and Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, God.
I know.
God damn, we're trash. We are white trash. We are trash. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
The Oklahoma Republican Party has issued a statement. The Oklahoma Republican Party takes all accusations against elected officials seriously, especially when the welfare of a minor is involved.
Nah.
We have reached out to Senator Shorty for comment and have not heard back from him at this time. What do you mean we've... the Republicans say,
comment?
Well, you know, we left him a call. We texted him. He hasn't gotten back. I Snapchatted him. He hasn't snapped us back.
Don't Snapchat that guy.
We await a report from law enforcement on whether charges will be filed.
Jesus Christ.
But the police are recommending solicitation of prostitution of a minor.
Bam.
Prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church and transporting purpose of prostitution.
I am transporting purpose of prostitution, I am.
Does that mean he gave the kid a ride to the hotel?
Hey, well, you suck my dick in this hotel room, but I got to drive you there first. I think that's that. God, he should have said, walk and meet me there. He'd be doing less jail time. That's fucked up, if you think about it. What if that poor kid had to walk all the way to the hotel? The guy would have got off easier.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, the kid would have
taken an Uber to the hotel.
Still has to walk, and when he gets there, he gets raped by this lunatic fucking GOP lawmaker.
Yeah,
I mean that's rape. I mean, he's a minor; he can't consent. That fucking GOP dude raped that guy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What a gross party! I mean, really, and all he cares about is fetuses, and not even fetuses. He didn't want you to have a fetus in your fucking omelet, which is a fetus.
Nothing really that new from Alex Jones, I don't see. But,
God damn it. Well, I mean, you know, he said some shit that's... We might have to make that last because, geez.
Oh, he's got plenty. Yeah. But we do have...
Boo.
A little bit of a quote here.
Fuck you.
From... I should do this one. Let's do this story. This was from a previous Faithless Friday that,
crab diving previously Faithless Friday
didn't make the cut at first.
Yes.
Cause there's so much to talk about, but
Jeebus.
Since we're talking about, sex scandals,
in
the Religion News Service.
Oh shit.
Is reporting.
That's a thing.
The
Religion News Service,
in that a scandal is erupting across Italy.
Oh, shit.
As various priests have been accused of engaging in orgies, producing pornography.
Oh, fuck.
And having sex parties.
Oh, my God. Jeez. These guys.
For instance, in Naples, a great town.
Right. More like nipples.
A priest was suspended after reportedly holding gay orgies and paying for sex from online partners.
Okay.
Reverend Mario D'Orlando.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Was suspended after a bishop in Napoli received anonymous letter detailing the allegations. Somebody ratted on him.
Oh, shit, man. Back in the day, you could have orgies. Not anymore, buddy.
Over in Padua.
Oh, yeah, Padua.
But Romeo and Juliet's joint.
Yeah, and also,
right?
I believe in Kiss Me Kate, they sing of Padua.
Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yeah, they lived in Padua.
The Reverend Andrea Contin may be...
Hey, fuck you.
...may be de-priested.
No.
After he's now being accused of engaging in sexual activity with 30 different people.
Why would that make him any better or any worse as a priest?
Well,
why would that fucking matter?
It's ridiculous. Let him get married. In fact, they should get married. If they're giving out any kind of advice,
yes,
relationship advice, and inexplicably, there are still people out there who go to religious leaders for relationship advice. I can't even imagine.
Let me explain the religious advice going on in the Catholic Church. One priest goes up to another priest and say, hey, I'm thinking about making a move on that young little altar boy. What do you think I should do? Take him to dinner or see a movie?
The Johnsons are going to be having counseling again. I will watch your 12-year-old boy while you're in counseling. We got a bishop.
Yes.
He says he is pained and incredulous about the accusations of this priest.
Relax, dude.
He says it's these 30 different people. He says it's unacceptable for a priest, a Christian, even for a man.
Oh, shit.
But I don't know. I guess it depends.
Jeez, I mean,
it's all consensual.
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but there's so much child molestation and rape going on in the Catholic Church. You guys are selling off your property in the middle of New York City because of it to pay off lawsuits, right? A lot of it going on.
A woman claiming to be one of his lovers said that he carried around with him in a bag sex toys and bondage equipment.
Because he's a priest. This priest has got a bag of a fucking tool.
Somebody gets hit by a car in front of him, and he's like, he's trying to root around to find his oil to give last rites. He's tossing a dildo and some handcuffs.
Are those rosaries or Benoit balls, right. Father? God, this guy's insane.
Francis actually has issued a statement about apparently this spate of semen flying everywhere from Catholic priests in Italy.
He's saying lay down some plastic around the fucking Vatican.
He said priests need to resist the temptations of lust.
Oh, whatever. Don't be stupid.
No, I think the resisting of the temptation is the problem.
Right.
Let them get married. Let them fuck.
But they aren't.
And if there's some lunatics who, for some strange reason, want to take an extra vow of chastity.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Go ahead.
Let them join a certain part. Let them be Franciscans or something, whatever.
And for those that want to do that, we need to keep an eye on you.
Yeah, we're going to watch you especially.
Something fucked up.
No teaching for you.
Yeah. Taking a vow. Celibacy. I mean, if you molest children, you're not celibate. Do you think the priests understand that? Maybe they think that's a way of getting around their celibacy.
I think the gay thing is.
Oh, really? They don't see that as
sex? I think some priests
because it's gay
have tried to justify it by saying, well, it's not sexuality. I'm really straight, so if I let a guy suck my dick, that doesesn't count, is what they say in the eyes of the Lord.
Listen, priests, if you're serious about your spirituality and you think if you behave a certain way, you could burn in hell or end up in purgatory, then why the hell would you rape children?
Well, right.
It's weird. It's an odd thing to do if you're a guy whose job it is to walk around and remind people that, hey, if you do this and that, you may not have an afterlife in heaven. It's fucked up.
Yeah, Jesus wasn't talking about turning the other butt cheek.
That's good. That's good. That's merch. We need that on a mug.
Pope Francis says,
t-shirt.
Said, temptation is always present in our lives.
Ooh.
Moreover, without temptation, you cannot progress in faith. Ridiculous psychobabble bullshit is that? Religio psychobabble bullshit.
Hey, Pope, no offense. Please fuck off. Tell people in Africa to wear condoms. That would help.
A professor of church history in Italy, Alberto Meloni.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
He's not surprised at all. He says, he's a professor of church history. If anybody knows more than about every this giant scandal out there.
Oh, right. He laughed.
He said, that is no sin that a cleric doesn't commit. Scandals to me seem quite normal. And I think the illusion of stopping scandals through better selection of personnel is not very promising and has not yielded great results. Right. Get rid of that rule. It's not, we're going to vet better people and make sure nobody wants to blow their seed inside of a choir boy.
Ooh, right.
We're going to get better people.
What are you doing a vetting thing? I mean, you're not, guys, you got to vet better. You're not screening out these fucking rapists.
What do you do? Do you screen kid porn for them and check their willy?
Yeah.
See if it stirs a little bit?
Yeah, you put a lead.
How do you test that?
You put a lead on the base of their dick, and you show them kiddie porn. And then when the lead lights up, I don't know what you do. You unleash these fuckers on society.
Right.
You're not screening out for...
So sex parties,
dumb.
Gay sex, straight sex, priest jizz flying in all directions, apparently, in Italy.
Perfect.
Which I'm all for if it's consensual
Wait. You've been to Italy, and you're walking around, and you're like, you know what would make this better if it was raining priests come?
Apparently it is.
Yeah, right?
So that's, I've had that story for a couple
of
weeks.
Don't you love when anybody's surprised at all the molestation and the fucking diddling going on in the Catholic Church? They're like, ooh.
Well, now that they're surprised, yeah. By now, you
stupid
kind of expect it.
Yeah, you guys are pervy diddlers. Congratulations.
A good sign, I guess. But, you know, we talked about this yesterday, how... Because of apathy and because of the evil oligarchs and rich assholes and racists of the Republicans, I mean, all their gerrymandering and shit, it kind of doesn't matter what the people like and want these days.
Right, man. No, nobody wants what's happening now. Nobody wants it. Not a majority.
Well, this is a poll from last week from the Public Religion Research Institute.
Oh, shit.
And it's not looking good for your, like, evangelically type views and beliefs. Yet, right. We find ourselves inexplicably facing national threats to LGBTQ
because
rights of, and equality.
Yes.
Transgender.
Yes.
Especially.
Oh, my God. Because these GOP lunatic right-wing nut job conservatives have their little tendrils. They're tendrils. They're tentacles.
So fucking
into every
Congress
thing, man.
And even the goddamn White House support all these issues that the American people don't. Do not.
So what do 60, we do?
64% oppose laws allowing businesses to cite religious reasons to deny services to gay and lesbian customers. 64%.
God, this is nuts because America should say to those people, fine, leave. Go to Afghanistan, dickhead. Go to the Taliban.
Well, or stay, but shut up. Too bad. You don't get to take the rights away from other people because of your butt hurt.
These people are people. And by the way, they giving gay people the right to get married doesn't infringe upon your fucking rights, dickhead.
Yeah, they don't get that your right to stand and spin in a circle, spin your arms around, is infringed if somebody's standing next to you.
But the Christians...
They don't care. Their view is...
Yeah.
I should be able to spin my fists around and punch anybody for my own free religious freedom.
They want to be special.
Yeah.
They want their own fucking rules because I'm anointed by Jesus. And you can fuck off and burn in hell.
63% support marriage equality.
Okay.
Which is up, way up.
Yeah.
Too bad. Or the others that don't, by the way.
Fuck off.
Too bad.
Get with the program, dickhead.
I don't like religious fucks and bigots.
I hate you.
So I have to tolerate you.
All the fucking time, you have no idea.
This is sad that it's only 53%, but it is 53% are against these laws prohibiting transgender people from using the bathroom they want.
It's insane. It's insane. Transgender people have been peeing in bathrooms forever.
Right. It hasn't
now
been
it's
an
a thing.
Issue.
God, it's so dumb.
70% favor laws barring discrimination against LGBTQ people in employment, housing, and public accommodations.
Fuck that.
Which is interesting because that would fall under the public accommodations would also follow
the
transgender thing.
You can't discriminate with public shit, right?
We shouldn't be able to, right?
Paid for with tax dollars. That's stupid.
Good God, there's all at Celeste Pewter on the Twitter. Tweet us at Crab Diving. They already have a meme out for that fucking senator. Oklahoma Senator Ralph Shorty, family values, Christian, protects children from drugs, fights trans protections, pro-gun, caught with underage boy in cheap motel room.
No shit.
Let's picture him holding... Oh my God. Is that a campaign picture that he might have had or something? It's him with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... He's sitting, he's got a pistol in his hand, there's a rifle across his lap, there's another rifle on the couch next to him, a couple other pistols.
He's a big alpha male. Got all these guns and shit.
Check out my gun and then smell my finger. Smells like boy butt.
Oh, that's disgusting. Gross.
So 65% of the people in this poll believe that the bullying of LGBT students in schools is a major problem.
Of course. A fucking course.
67% support requiring health insurance plans to cover contraceptives. I can't believe we're even talking about that.
We live in the Middle Ages.
I can't believe we even... that's even a consideration in 2017.
We're backwards.
That insurance can't cover contraceptives.
Our beliefs are so fucked up that it hurts us.
And then they lie.
Oh, yeah.
The IUD is... That's an abortion. That ain't a contraceptive.
It's an abortive service. That's what they say,
and
right?
And that's a lie.
Full of shit.
71% oppose allowing churches
churches
and places of worship to endorse political candidates while retaining tax-exempt status. Trump said he wants to get rid of that amendment, right? I want to get rid of that law.
Then does he want them to pay property taxes?
Oh, no, of course not. Are you kidding me? He's just trying to woo the loons.
Woo the loons and fuck the people, baby. God,
that's all that's going to be voting for him next time, because he's going to all those former Obama voters who flipped in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
But you can't do that. You can't underestimate the shitler. That's what I learned.
Yeah, but if the only reason they flipped was more economic and less racist, because they voted Obama before.
Yeah.
So once they finally see the light that they're taking it up the pooper from Schittler, from the con man.
Right.
Unrequested. I think he's going to lose them.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you're dumb enough, if you voted for Obama, then you voted for Trump. There's something fucked up in your brain. That
I can't comprehend.
Unexplainable.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know what we can count on from those idiots. No shit.
Well, do some ciphering, everybody, and see what your theories are. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And don't forget iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. Listen to all the great stuff here on the network, streaming for you 24-7 at crabdiving.com/live. Brand new Daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast tonight. We got the K-Voice, the voice of resistance.
Viva la resistance!
We got the Hollywood Hick on the sevens. Mm-hmm. All kinds of great stuff here on the network for you. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter, @RatedRComedy on the Instagram, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience of So Freaking Vile.
Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon bookmark it. Helps us out.
Hell yeah.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.